everyone. I'm Mr. Dabalina, and you're listening to my show. I call it Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, but today, instead of prank calls, we're going to try some psychological experiments on a few of my unsuspecting neighbors by calling up a few of them and seeing how well they react to being accused of doing the most innocent thing a person can possibly do, which, as you all know, is riding in the freshly fallen snow on the window of someone's car. We've gotten a lot of snowfall around here lately, so this is the perfect time to try this out, and I can send the results into a scientific journal or publish them in the Psychology Monthly newsletter. I'm sure nobody's going to get that upset because writing your name in the snow isn't a big deal and nobody would really care about that kind of thing anyway. So I'm sure this whole experiment is just going to be completely boring and you'll probably tune out after about 5 minutes. But here it is anyway.
Hi, this is Dean.
Hey, Dean, it's Roy, your neighbor. I live here down the street from you on Drive.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. I was wondering, like, I know you keep, like, coming over here and drawing things on my car. Could you please stop doing that?
Huh?
Like, you know, in the snow?
I'm not drawing anything on your car.
Like, just in the snow, you keep drawing snake eyes on my car windows?
I don't. No, that's not me.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
Why would I do that?
That's what I'd like to know. It doesn't matter. You don't have to give me a reason or anything. I don't even need an apology.
But who is this?
This is Roy. I live just down the street from you, just a few houses, you know, in the blue house.
In the what house?
The blue house.
The blue house down the street on...
Yep. And look, just, can you please not, like, you're coming in my driveway, and that's a little weird. And I don't know, we don't need this. It's smudging up my windows.
Roy, who are you? I'm very confused right now, because I don't... Well, waste my time drawing on people's windows, if that's what you're implying.
Well, I'm sure it's you. Like, you keep drawing the snake eyes. Like, you keep drawing snake eyes on the window.
Huh?
Snake eyes.
Snake eyes. Okay, yeah, why would you... Yeah, it's obviously a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
So why would it obviously be me?
Because who else would do it?
Why would I do it?
I don't know. That's what I'd like to know. But it doesn't matter. Look, you don't have to admit it. I don't need an apology.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about. So anyway, I got a party to get to, and you might want to put a camera out there and find out who it is, or
if I told you we already have a camera and your picture's on it? You're on there drawing snake eyes.
Yeah, my picture's on it. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
It is.
Okay.
There's no reason to deny
Obviously, you're having some fun here, so...
I'm not having... it's not fun. Like, every morning, I have to scrape my windows and scrape your dumb art, your so-called art, off my windows.
What are you talking... What's your last name?
Is that your wife in the background? Can you tell her to shut the fuck up?
Who?
Just tell her to shut the fuck up while you're on the phone.
Dude,
like, control your woman.
Okay, what's your last name?
Gerbel.
What's that?
Gerbel? Yeah.
Roy Gerbel down the street. Do you even know anybody named Gerbel?
Is it J?
Well, it's nice of her to finally talk when you ask a question instead of just babbling while you're talking.
J-E-R? Is that how you spell your name?
It doesn't matter. Look, I don't even want you to know my name.
I'm trying to figure out who you are. You're accusing me of doing something I'm not doing, number one. The whole concept is ridiculous.
I don't even know
who you are.
Like,
why would I draw stuff on your car?
Yeah, if you don't know who I am, why would you do that? Why don't you cut it out? Grow up.
Oh, my God. You're being a ridiculous person.
Oh, I'm ridiculous.
I'm not going anywhere near your house. I don't even know where you live. I'm not touching your car. I'm not drawing anything on your car. I thought this was a joke that one of my friends was pulling on me by you calling up and saying these sorts of things.
I don't joke.
You've got the wrong guy. I don't know what else to tell you, but you've got the wrong guy, and the fact that you're telling me to tell my wife to shut the F up tells me you're a mental case.
Well, because she wouldn't shut up. She wouldn't shut up.
Dude, listen to her. You're worried about her not shutting up? You're calling somebody that for no reason whatsoever and implying that they're doing something that they're not doing.
There is a reason.
If anyone needs to shut up, it's you.
The reason is
because you don't need to use the F word about my wife.
Coming in my driveway.
Now, dude, look. I'll tell you something. I'm not doing any of this, but if you'd like to settle it face-to-face, I'd be more than happy to talk with you about this because you're being an ass.
Are you just denying it? Are you just denying it because your fucking wife is there?
I'm 100% denying that I'm doing anything to you or your car. I don't even know who you are. Like, I don't know where you live, and I don't go around doing stuff to people's cars.
Would you deny it if your wife wasn't there? Like, is it just because she's there? Like, you don't want her to know?
I don't know. I would 100%. I don't know. Dude, I have no idea who you are.
So like, why don't you...
Do you not get it?
Fuck with someone else's car that you actually know. Like, it's not a joke to me.
You know what? Come and talk to me. Seriously. I'll be home all day tomorrow.
I don't want to talk to you.
Come and talk to me.
I have no desire to know you or your fucking wife.
Well, you called me. Seriously, you've got an issue.
You're the one that's coming in my driveway and, like, trespassing on my property.
Oh, my God. I'm not. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm not.
Can you tell your stupid wife to shut the fuck up? She keeps, like, babbling while we're talking, and it's irritating.
Roy, or whoever the fuck you are, you better shut up.
Oh, look who wears the pants
in
the family.
You're an ass.
Your husband.
I don't know if this is like a radio station calling a prank or something.
Your husband's the ass.
We don't have any idea who you are or where you live.
Well, you know what? Nobody was talking to you, so why don't you shut the fuck up?
Oh, my God. You are an immature little
Oh, I'm immature.
Idiot.
Like, at least I'm not married to someone that goes around drawing on people's cars, drawing snakes.
Okay, anyway, we have a party to go to, so.
Yeah, everything's a party to you.
Enjoy yourself. I have no idea who you are and what you're talking about, but if you want to come talk to me about it, I'd be more than happy to speak with you.
No, I don't want to know either of you. Like, I don't want to know either of you. I don't want to know you or your stupid wife.
Okay.
I just want you to stop coming in my driveway, okay? Just stop trespassing.
Dude, nobody from my house is coming in your driveway.
Yeah,
so let it go.
I'm sure you're not. Wink, wink. But just please don't. Okay, there he goes.
Hello.
Hello, Donald?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street from you here on Avenue.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Larry?
Yeah. Hey, I was wondering, like, could you stop riding in the snow on my windshield on my car?
I didn't do that.
Well, no, I know it was you. You wrote, like, Satan Rules 666.
No, I didn't do that.
I don't know why you would do that. Like, can you please just not do that anymore? It's kind of, you know... Come on,
I assure you I didn't do that.
What are we, kids?
I didn't do that.
Okay, well, no, I know it was you. It's the type of thing that you would do, just, if you could just...
Are you sure you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, Donald on Avenue. I live just a few houses down.
Yeah, why would I do something so stupid as that?
That's what I want to know.
Especially when it's pouring out snow. I most certainly did not do that.
Just... Look, it doesn't matter. Just please don't do it again. That's all
I
ask.
No, it does matter because I'm being accused of something I didn't do. Which way do you live? Down towards Telegraph Inn?
Yeah, yeah.
And all right, it was those damn four kids that was walking down the street.
Always blaming it on the kids. Always blaming it on the
it
kids.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Okay, look, just please don't
and
do it
I
again.
I resent that you say that I did. Well, why would I get out in a blinding snowstorm and do something so stupid?
I resent that you're writing Satan Rules on my car and 666.
I'm not writing Satan Rules. I have nothing to do with that.
And it looks
crap.
Like you tried to draw a pentagram underneath, but it like fell apart. So just it's
I
like
didn't
block.
Do it. I'm telling you, I didn't do it.
Are you really a Satanist?
Hello?
Hello, Amanda?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy.
Hey,
I was just wondering, like, I noticed you keep writing on my car window, and could you just please not do that anymore?
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I live just down the street here in
I don't know what you're talking, I'm so sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you wrote Satan Rules 666 on my window, and come on, grow up, just please don't do it again.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't write anything. I didn't write anything in your car.
Well, who else would write it? It's like right there. It says Satan Rules 666. And I'm not offended or anything. I'm just saying like if...
Who is this? Who is this?
It's Roy. I live just down the street from you.
Why would I write that on your car?
That's kind of what I want to know. I don't know why anyone would write that. Anyone that's not a teenager anyway. It's like something Matt Hillock would do. Just please don't do it again, okay? Whoa, settle down. Don't choke to death. I don't want to be like those Australian DJs.
Stop it. Who is this? You have to tell me who this is.
It's Roy. I've told you several times now. You know exactly who it is because you keep writing on my car.
I can't. Okay.
Are you really a Satanist?
No.
I'm just asking. I wouldn't write that on a car. Because, you know, God's watching.
All the time.
Yep. Sees you when you're sleeping. Just
Well.
Yep. Okay. Well, anyway, you know, just please don't do it again. I don't want to have to involve the authorities or anything.
It was good talking to you.
Go answer your phone.
Bye.
Damn Satanist.
Hello, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce. It's Roy, your neighbor. I live down the
street. Oh, hey. Hi. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, I noticed you keep coming over here and writing on my window in the snow. Can you please stop doing that?
Well, excuse me?
But you keep writing stuff on my window, like you wrote your name. Then you wrote, like, that thing about my daughter. Like, can you just please stop?
Is this a joke? Because I haven't been writing anything on anybody's window.
Well, we know it's you, because, you know, it's pretty obvious. But I was just hoping you could just please stop. That's all. You don't have to admit to it or anything. Just please stop.
Where do you live?
I'm here on Sunnybrook. I live in the Blue House.
In the Blue House. So which, are you on the...
On the right side.
North or south side of the street?
The right side.
The coming down?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, you know where it is because you keep coming over and writing on my window. I was just hoping
I have not come over and written on your window once.
You wrote that my daughter is a sexy little slut, and that's not appropriate. Come on.
It's completely not appropriate, and I didn't do
Thank
it.
Thank you. For admitting that it's not appropriate. Just could you please not do it again? That's
all.
Can
you please stop saying that because I haven't done it? When has this happened?
It seems like a lot lately. It happened this morning. Like every morning I get up to go to work and there it is. Just some crazy thing written on my window. You wrote Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, I can tell you that why would I do that?
That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, but you're accusing me of something that I'm not doing. You know, it could be, you know, I don't know if you know, I'm elected, so it could be that somebody's doing that and putting my name on it. I have no idea, but that's not something that I would ever do.
That seems unlikely. And also, we followed the footprints back to your house one morning, so.
Well, I can tell you that it's not me.
It's pretty obvious.
Well, okay, you can believe what you want to believe, but...
And you know what? Even though my daughter is really sexy, I don't think that's your place to really talk about that, especially in my window.
Why are you... I don't know why you're referring to your own daughter as sexy, but I don't know your daughter, but that seems inappropriate.
It's my daughter, so I can think she's sexy if I want to, but, you know, that's... You know, you cut it out.
And you're on... You're the blue house, so he's coming down... You're on the right side or the left side?
The one that you keep going up in the driveway and riding on, like, every morning before I go to work.
Okay, you're still not answering my question.
You know which one it is. Like, you don't have to pretend you didn't do it. I'm not, like, trying to get you in trouble or anything. I just want you to stop. That's all.
All right, well, I'm done with the conversation. You're accusing me of something that I didn't do, and you have no evidence that I've done it, and I don't appreciate it.
I have a security camera. We followed the footprints one day. Like, evidence...
Show me on the security camera. I would like to see it.
One day you wrote Bruce was here on the back window.
Oh, okay. And then what else? I'm just curious. What else was written?
One day you wrote, like, a corporate memo. It said, "Hey, Roy, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline's fast approaching. We really need to get this locked down. This is $1 million account. We don't want to let it slip through our fingers. We should meet for lunch Wednesday."
That was written in the snow?
Yeah, on the back window, because it's a big window.
All right, well...
I wasn't done.
Again, you know, you can accuse me all you want, but...
I will. I will if you keep doing it.
That's your right.
You wrote that a BMW is better than a Mercedes and an Audi put together.
And I drive a Jeep, so okay.
Yeah, so you don't even have any right to that opinion.
Okay, this has got to be a phony phone call. So all right, I'm done with the conversation. Thank you.
Who says that anymore?
What's that?
A phony phone call? Like who says that? Like where'd you get that term from?
Well, you're there's got to be a put on because you nobody whatever I'm. Yeah.
Guilty?
Whatever.
Guilty? Is that what you're about to say? Guilty?
Yes, I'm guilty. Yes. Your daughter, who I've never met or seen, I don't even know where your house is, and you're telling me that I'm telling her that she's sexy.
Now you're saying my daughter's not sexy. You know what? Fuck you.
All right. Good. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
All right. So people are getting a lot more upset than I thought they would. And a lot of them think that I'm full of shit, but even when they think I'm full of shit, they still get really pissed off. They think it's a prank, but then they get all bent out of shape about it. It's very strange. I think these are going to be very interesting findings to the mental health community. Here, let me write some of this stuff down. Dean and that wife of his. I'm making a new category for them of people who think I'm a radio DJ, but they still get really, really pissed off. I was going to stop after just a few phone calls, because I just figured they'd all be like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Wasn't me. You must have made some sort of a mistake, neighbor. But no, the data, it's so varied between people yelling at me and then people laughing at me that I think I need to go on for just a few more calls and, you know, get a really good accurate measurement of this whole thing. You know, so I can use more colors in my charts and graphs and stuff when I publish my findings. And it'll look cooler.
Hello?
Hi, Jean?
She's not here. Who's calling?
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I live down the street here on...
Uh-huh.
And, hey, I was wondering, do you think you could ask her not to write on my car window anymore in the snow?
Say what?
She keeps coming by and writing her name on my window, on my car, in the snow.
Who?
Jean does.
No, she don't.
Uh-huh. Yep, it has her name. She's like, Jean was here. And then she does like a smiley face with vertical lines for eyes.
Well, you must got her mixed up. Well, why would she do that?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. Like, I just was hoping you could tell
her
to...
How'd you get her phone number?
I just looked it up in the directory on the internet.
Directory on the internet?
Yeah. But look, just it's not a big deal. I'm not trying to make a big thing of it. Could you just ask her not to do that anymore? Because she just keeps doing it like
every... Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Jean.
Oh.
Come here.
The truth comes out. She was home.
This guy down the street saying you got your name on his... Hold on. Hello?
Hello, Jean?
Yeah.
Oh, he was telling me you weren't home, and now you're home. That's weird. Hey, I was just wondering, could you stop writing your name on my car window in the snow? It's immature.
Who are you?
Oh, this is Roy. I live down the street about, I don't know, like 6 or 7 houses down. I'm the one whose window you keep writing your name on.
What's your address?
I'm a 22359.
22359.
Yeah, just, you know, it's
well,
not...
Well, why the hell would I come and write my name on your car?
That's what I'd
mean,
like to know.
I'm a grown-ass woman. I am not writing your name. I'm not going to nobody's house writing my name on their car. That's so silly.
You're not too grown if you're saying grown-ass woman.
You know what? I'm 65 years old. Why would I do something to somebody I don't even know?
That's what I'd like to know, and it's not a big deal. You know, it smudges up my windows.
I don't care if it's not a big deal or a little deal.
I know. Well, stop doing it then.
I don't care if it's
cut
a big
it out.
Deal or a little deal. I'm 65 years old. I'm not writing my name on nobody's car.
Okay.
You got your jeans mixed up.
No. Well, it says Jean. Hey, can you stop coughing into the phone? That's rude. It says Jean here.
I'm going to cough wherever I want to cough. This is my phone.
Okay. Well, it's just gross. You know, you're coughing all over the phone. Going to get everyone sick.
You're gross calling my house telling me that I'm writing my name on your car, and I'm not.
Well, you're gross writing your name on my car.
I don't
car.
Even understand why I would do some dumb shit like that.
That's what
you
don't understand.
You got me mixed up with somebody
else. And you just need to cut it out. Just don't do it again, please, okay?
You know what? I think I'm about to call the police on you because you got some shit going on.
That's really
foul.
I'll tell the police that you're writing in my windows.
Shit going on, so I'm about to call them and find out what the fuck is going on here.
Well, you're the one trespassing and writing your name in my car. Uh-oh. She hung up. I better call her back. Stop her from calling the police. We don't need that.
Hello?
Hey, Gene, I was just kidding before. I'm with the radio station, and you've just been butt slammed.
I just been what?
You've been butt slammed. It's just a joke. We're just joking around.
Butt slammed by who?
By the radio station with the Gerbil and the Butt show on 100.3 FM.
That's so crazy.
You've been butt slammed.
I ain't got nothing else better to do.
Well, it's our job, you know. We got to make prank calls, so, you know, don't be so judgmental. At least we're not writing our names on people's windows.
And then you got my name from where?
Just from, you know, the list on the internet.
I was about to call the police on you.
Well, that would be stupid. That'd be a waste of their time. Because, you know, all it was is that we're a radio station and we butt slammed you.
Okay, that's so what? Do I get a check or something?
No, no. We're going to play this on the air tomorrow morning, 100.3, the Gerbil. Just, you know, be listening. It'll be funny. We're going to make fun of you a whole bunch.
What's the radio station?
100.3, the Gerbil.
And what time?
8 o'clock in the morning. You probably usually sleep until noon, but you'll have to get up early. And you can hear yourself get butt slammed on the radio.
Okay.
LOL.
Bah.
Teehee. Do you forgive us for the... okay, there she goes.
Good evening, Beth speaking.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, it's your neighbor Roy. Is it Bethany?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Roy. I live down the street in the blue house.
Oh, okay, yeah, what's up?
Hey, I was just hoping, like, do you think you could stop writing in the snow on my window, on my car window? Because it smudges up the window.
I have not been writing on anybody's car.
Not even mine, because I'm pretty sure it was you. Look, it's not a big deal. I know it's not a big deal.
No, I honest to God, the only thing I've been doing is clearing snow off the sidewalk. I'm not writing on anyone's car.
Yeah, look, I didn't call to just have you deny it a bunch. I was just hoping you could just not do it again, that's all.
I have not been writing on anyone's window.
I don't know who else it would be if it's not you. I mean, it's got to be you.
I don't either. I'm busy working on clearing out for a refrigerator, and we've been shoveling snow, and I'm sorry, that's not something that I do.
I mean, they wrote Bethany was here. I don't know who else would write Bethany was here.
I have no idea.
It says, Bethany was here, LOL. That's what it said on my back window. And, like, when I defrost the window, I can still see it in my mirror. It's very irritating.
Which house are you at?
The blue one. And then like on my trunk, like you leaned over. Like I could, you know how I'm sure it's you? Because when you leaned over the trunk to write on my window, your boobs imprinted into the trunk. And I know your boobs. So, you know, you just need to stop.
Okay. Whoever this is not funny.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not funny. And can you please just stop?
Yeah, I'm blocking your number. I'm not sure who I'm speaking with, but I can assure you I've not been out writing in anyone's windows. Please lose my number.
Hello?
Hi, Doris.
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy, your neighbor. I live down the street from you.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Hey, I noticed you keep writing in the snow on my window, on my car window. Can you please not do that anymore?
I've never touched your car.
Well, except when you're taking your finger and you're writing stuff in my car window.
No, not me. Not me.
Oh, I know.
Not me.
I know it's you, because, like, who else would it be?
No,
I just,
no, it's just, not me. Trust me, it is not me. I do not touch anybody's car.
You wrote...
I stay in my house, in my yard, in my car, and take care of my business. I never touch anybody's car.
But
not me. I have never, ever put my hands on nobody's car.
You wrote Doris was here and on the window. Who else would write that?
Well, I don't know who wrote my name on your car, but I I'm telling you, it was not me. I don't work that way. I don't touch nobody. I don't touch nothing of nobody's. No, I never have, and I've been here for over 30-some years, and I've never touched nothing of nobody's.
I don't know. You sound kind of guilty to me. You're like being defensive. And look, it's not a big deal. Can you just please not do it again?
I have not done it. I'm telling you, I have not touched it. Where do you live anyway?
Just down the street a little bit, like 3 or 4 houses down in the blue house, or I guess 7 houses down in the blue house. 7, 8, 9
houses. Blue house, going what way? Going toward Mount Calm? Where? I don't even know where you live.
Oh, well, you have to know where I live because you keep coming over into my driveway and writing on my car.
I do not come in your fucking driveway, and if you call me again, I'm going to call the sheriff's department, because I haven't touched your car. Now, I don't know who's coming in your yard messing with your stuff, but I guarantee you it is not me.
I'm going to tell the sheriff you keep writing on my window.
Call him. Call him. I'll call him myself, because I know I have not wrote on your window. I don't even know where the fuck you live.
You wrote ho, ho, ho on my window, and I didn't appreciate that. My wife is not a ho.
I ain't wrote no fo, ho, ho, ho on your fucking window. Who in the fuck are you anyway? I don't know who you are.
I'm your neighbor, and you shouldn't yell at your neighbor like this. I was just calling and asking nicely for you to stop.
Well, you call and accuse me of something that I don't even know what the fuck you talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know you. I don't know where you live. I don't know nothing about no fucking blue car, because I stay inside my house all day unless I'm going somewhere.
Okay, well, just like when on your way.
I haven't touched your damn car. I have not touched your car. I have not touched your car.
You didn't draw a window.
I have not touched your car. I ain't been in your yard because I don't even know where you live.
You drew a winking butthole in my back window like a few days ago, and my kids saw that.
I ain't wrote nothing on your damn back window a few days ago. That's a damn lie. That is a damn lie. I ain't wrote nothing on your window a few days ago.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Because I don't even know where you live.
Have you ever seen that movie Jumanji from the 1990s?
I stay here and tend to my own business. I do not bother anybody in this neighborhood. Nobody that live on this street. I do not bother nobody. Fuck you.
Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, who is this?
It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street here on Drive.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I noticed like you keep coming over here and riding in the snow on my car window. Because I have to wipe it off, like, every morning. Can you please not do that?
That's not me.
Oh, I know it's
you. That's not me.
No, I know it's you. It's okay, Jim. I just was hoping you could not do it anymore.
Okay.
Like,
whatever you say, man.
Okay. Can you apologize?
What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel. And you wrote the word kiosk on my car.
You know what? You're dead wrong. I'm not even in town.
Well, it had to be someone from your house.
Like, no.
Whoever's there, can you just ask them?
What is your address?
I followed the footprints, and it leads straight to your house. I'm just like 7 houses down.
You're Roy? What's your address? I'm at
24. Yeah. Yep.
What's your address?
I heard that part. Like, I told you, I'm in the blue house. I'm just like 7 houses down. What are you, an identity thief? Like, what do you need my address for? You know which one it is. You keep coming to my driveway.
No, I don't. I don't know you.
Well, if you don't know me, why are you drawing on my car window? That's weird. Like, what are you, a kid?
I'm telling you, you have the wrong person.
What is Kios?
Well, you know what? Listen. Let me tell you this. Call the cops.
No.
And tell them what you just told me. No, seriously. Go ahead and call the cops because I'm telling you, you're dead wrong.
That'd be a waste of their time. Like, I'm not going to bother the cops with something this immature.
No, call them because you're making false accusations here. So I want you to call the cops and let them investigate it.
Oh, that's
and then
silly.
Tell you that,
that's silly.
That you're full of crap.
No, like, I don't want to get the cops involved. You'll look like an idiot ask you to stop.
I want you to get the cops involved.
Well, I can't get the cops involved because I have 2 strikes already. Can you just tell me, what does kiosk mean? Like, why do you keep writing kiosk? Like, what's the significance of that?
You sound like a mental, case.
What? I'm not. You're the one coming in my driveway and drawing on my car. I'm the mental case?
You're a mental case.
You're a mental case, Mr. Trespasser.
Well, then call the cops.
Walking around in my driveway? I don't want to call the cops. Cops have better things to do than...
Well, then don't call me. I have better things to do than talk to you.
No, you don't, because you keep coming in my driveway and drawing on my car. What do you have to do that's any better than that? All right, I think that's the end of the experiment for now. I've tabulated all of the data. I've created several bar charts and pie graphs. And it looks like all evidence points to me being a mental case. Who would have thought? I didn't see that coming. You should see the wall in my lab here. It looks like one of those serial killer walls. I've got pieces of yarn going all over the place. Pictures of my neighbors and my car. Newspaper clippings. Voting results. And right in the middle of it all is my picture showing that I'm a complete mental case. So I'm going to quit doing this before the police arrive or before Doris comes over and burns my house down. You know, I don't want that. I don't need any trouble here. So that's going to do it for this episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I hope you enjoyed today's experiment. And if you enjoyed the calls that you heard today, you'd probably enjoy the show that they were taken from, which is my other podcast. It's called The Snowplow Show. And even though it's primarily a show about snowplow use and maintenance, we still manage to do quite a bit of prank calls in between taking calls from snowplow owners. I usually do at least a couple hours of Snowplow Show each week, so if this measly half-hour show isn't enough for you, then look up The Snowplow Show on your podcast app or on Google, or just go straight to phonelosers.com and listen to it there. If you've been enjoying the show, be sure to leave a review for it on iTunes or Android or Spotify, or whatever the hell you consume your podcasts from. Leaving a review helps to get this show occasionally featured on podcast machines and helps the show grow. And that's what we want to happen, right? We're ending today's show with a track by Emergency Pizza Party. This song is called Dogs Are Weird.
I want raw fish, yeah. Or maybe slightly cooked.
Do it.
I don't care, I'll eat it straight off the hook. I'll buy a book on how to serve fish meat wrapped in seaweed with green cheese, please. I like smoked salmon because it's slightly raw. I'll eat sushi in the summer or the fall. Winter or spring, I want the green cheese creamy. Give me red tuna and make it sashimi. If I could get sushi as a pizza topping, my LOL money is what I would be dropping. Barbecue eel, I want it for real. It's my favorite part of any meal. I'll seal the deal with a little wasabi. Eating with chopsticks, my number one hobby. Tempura, tuna, snapper, salmon, squid, roll you. And if I could, I would even eat Cthulhu.
Wow! Yeah! Rection, that was so good!
You did it!
Thank you! I've been practicing.
Oh my god!
I know! We're so awesome!
Good.
Yes, we are the best rappers in the world!
Yes, we're the best rappers in the world!
I know!
Yeah, just like Gretchen, I like sushi too. But I prefer pasta, I'm Italian dude. Fettuccine, bow ties, linguine and penne.
Undercooked a little, al dente.
Marinara, Alfredo, vodka, pesto. These are some that I consider best, yo.
Mamma mia, can you believe it? I've even had pasta on top of pizza.
Yummy in my tummy, it's the perfect combo. But nothing beats it when you throw in a beer, though. How could I forget to mention calzones? I was eating these before I had a cell phone. I guess I just like Italian food in general. Eating it while watching Comedy Central. Waiting for Futurama to return to the air. But for now, I'll relax and eat some angel hair!
No mental disorder, no need to be scared, okay? Betty's just learning with fun, like cow guns will take you away. When I have to choose, though, I like to eat meat. I'm no vegetarian, vegetarians can walk the street. You know, kind of like a hooker? I mean, this is really funny to me. Hookers and suck-offs crack me up seriously. I don't think I would want one over for dinner, though. Cause they might try to steal my money and take all my stuff, you know? I just want to watch a movie or my computer screen glow. And they'd be like, get nasty, I'd call them a hoe. I don't want to get puff with them like a pimp.
Yeah.
Even though I learned from the best, watching Syrup's limp wrist, slapping Rection around like his little bitch. But they cuddle after eating a nice huge man lady sandwich.
Yay!
Wait a minute, hey!
Yeah!
That was really mean.
No way. I'm so friggin' nice.
But
hey, who's that?
Hey, is that who I think it is?
Yeah, I think it's the Ranger.
It is!
Is it?
You want to rap with us?
Hell no. You dogs are weird.
Oh dear. This isn't a prank call, is this?